A long time ago, in a system a few hyperjumps away. Based on the writings of Opalsong, as remembered and creatively reinterpreted by CC Rambles. This is a Yuri on Ice Star Wars fusion fic, and is probably rated G. Hello, and welcome to A Long Time Ago in a System a Few Hyperjumps Away, the vidcast that chats about intriguing bits of history your caregivers may not have told you. And if they have told you, then good for them. A mind filled with fun trivia is always a good thing. We're going to deviate a little and talk about the intersection of pop culture and history this week. That's right, we're going to talk about Jedi Knight Victor. This quarter's smash historical bioepic, Twilight Lover, brought the romantic story of Jedi Knight Victor and his lover Yuri to households everywhere. A recap for those of you living in a bubble. Party boy Jedi Master Victor meets a hot and sexy Twi'lek named Yuri and falls deeply in love. He decides to teach him the forbidden Jedi techniques. And cue film montage. And Jedi councils and holo epics are never impressed. They're like stodgy and boring. Anyway, they threaten Yuri because Jedis aren't supposed to have emotions or feelings or anything. Which is hilarious because a good 90% of historical incidents wouldn't happen if there weren't Jedi, increasing the dramatic factor by a million. In an attempt to separate them, the Jedi Council sends Victor to investigate rumors of a Sith living in the volcanoes of Suiz. Yes, the volcanoes of Suiz. Suiz, the famous ice planet that only rivals Hoth for how cold it is. Yuri learns about this, and with the help of his plucky robot sidekick, Pitchett, makes his way to Suiz. Victor and Yuri defeat the Sith Lord in a triumph of love and force powers. Victor then leaves the Jedi Order to be with Yuri, and they travel the galaxy in romantic bliss. Hearts melt, audiences swoon, awards for everyone involved. The Hutties movie conglomerate makes bank. The movie is very loosely, very, very loosely, inspired by a famous Ember novel by romantic author Georgie of Rus. The beloved epic tells the dramatic tale of Victor and his Yuri. In the novel, Victor does meet a Twi'lek named Katsuki Yuri and falls deeply in love. He runs away with the Twi'lek, abandoning his Jedi duties, and attempts to teach him the use of the Force. Victor's Padawan, a Togruta named Yuri, attempts to find and bring him back to the Jedi ways. The movie ignored Padawan Yuri, presumably because two Yuris in one story is just too much for the average holoepic viewer. Then Twi'lek Yuri disappears and Victor mopes around the council. The council, in an attempt to help Victor, the council is good in this one, which I think can be chalked to Georgie's extremely romantic view of just about everything, but the council sends Victor to investigate the attack on Suiz. And there, Victor finds, to his shock, that his former lover, going by the name Darth Cutts, is trying to kill the Suiz royal family and take over the throne. Why is he working on such a small scale? His fellow Darths were working on galactic scales, but whatever, this is how it goes. Victor then attempts to bring Twi'lek Yuri back to the light and fails. Padawan Yuri somehow makes his way to Twi'lek Yuri's dark Darth castle. How does he get there? Don't ask, because we never find out. And there he defeats Twi'lek Yuri in single combat. The novel ends with a devastated Victor holding his lover's body on a frozen ice field. Victor disappears and Padawan Yuri is promoted to Jedi Master Yuri. So which one is true? The holoepic or the novel? Was the real Victor a hero who defeated an unnamed Sith Lord with his Twi'lek lover? Or was he a tragic figure who fell in love with the wrong person and died for it? So what's the real story? What are the facts and what are the myths? Detractors have come out as saying both the movie and the novel are fantastical, and that the real story, while tragic, is nothing like either of them. Proponents say that since we know so little about this time period in history, both the novel and the movie offer plausible explanation of the facts. This was back in the Greater Expansion era in the Unknown Regions, so the facts are few and the myths are many, but here are the things we know for sure. In 437 GEE, a Sith Lord attacked and single-handedly took over the southern continent of Suiz. His name is commonly translated as Guts, but also sounds like the Twi'lek word, Cuts. But come on, he was a Sith. Pretty sure he was going by Guts. Fact 2. The king of the time, King Christoph I, requested aid from the Jedi Council, and Victor and his Padawan at the time, Yuri, were dispatched to Suiz. 3. Yuri fought the Sith Lord at the Utopia Ice Fields and defeated him. 4. Victor was never seen again. 5. Yuri was elevated to the Jedi Council following this mission. And that's it. That's all the hard, irrefutable information we have. A lot of information about Jedi matters in the unknown regions were lost during the Second Chiss Imperial hegemony. Even these facts are cobbled together out of ancient Suiz records. General academic consensus is that Victor was killed by Darth Guts, and Yuri was so devastated that he never spoke about his Jedi mentor again. That's a long ways away from tragic secret Darth lover! Yeah, it's pretty wild, but that's the fun of historical fiction. You take the few facts you know and spin out a plausible story. Well, anyway, next time we're going to talk about another historical figure from the same era, OT4B3K, the great droid liberator. Casually known as Otterbeck, he was actually the life partner of the great Jedi Master Yuri that we just talked about, and they had some wild adventures. These we actually have a lot more hard facts about, since they were mostly in the Core region, and if there's one thing the Core does well, it's records. So join us next time in A Long Time Ago in a System a Few Hyperjumps Away. The end. Podficker's Notes. So I've done a few pensive projects by now, and I try to do them differently each time. And this time I knew that with the fact that there are two Yuris in the canon, I wanted to do something that was playing with incorrect assumption of facts. And because of the way the text is given to you out of order and that you have to record it from memory, it really does tie into the whole you're given some facts and how do you remember them. Plus the fact that Star Wars always starts with a long time ago, meaning that theoretically these stories are more myth than actual fact. Plus I really do love things about historical facts reinterpreted and misinterpreted by current audiences, and this was a really fantastic chance to play around with that. My only regret is that I didn't get to fit Puma Tiger Scorpion in somewhere, but I guess it makes more sense that he would be part of Otterbeck and Yuri's wild adventures in the Core. So yeah,